Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So when I was about 14 years old, a colony of prairie dogs took over the flat above our house up on the hill. And these tubby little creatures were a problem. You see, they're pests. Wherever they settle, they kill the green grass with their gluttonous behavior and, how shall I say it, their overabundant fecal matter. Their slender paws excavate holes that horses regularly step into and break their legs. And their furry little bodies carry often the bubonic plague. What once was a green field up there on the hill above the house became a prairie dog town, a barren wasteland of dirt and feces. Now, over the years, my father had been carrying on his own ancient battle with these little monsters. One evening, my father calls me upstairs. "Vanna, come up here. Come up here." So I jog up the stairs, and he goes into the closet and pulls out his old .22. A .22 that he purchased when he was a boy from a Sears Roebuck catalog. He runs his hand over the stock. He traces his finger across the medical tape that's wrapped right behind the trigger. My father smiles at all the memories of his own continued fight with the forces of chaos, magpies, but also prairie dogs. And he holds out the rifle. "Son, this is yours. Go deal with the prairie dogs." And my teenage heart soars. My father is inviting me into his own ancient battle with the vermin on the hill. And not only does he send me and invite me into his mission, but he gives me all the tools that I need. His own old Sears Roebuck .22 single-shot bolt-action rifle and plenty of ammunition, a whole brick. Well, St. Paul tells us in our epistle reading this morning that our world has a prairie dog problem. In the pastures of this life, there are pests who actively colonize anything that is true, beautiful, or good. Wherever they settle, they kill the green grass with their rancid fecal matter and their gluttonous behavior. Their slender paws excavate holes that break legs, and their furry little bodies carry the bubonic plague. And these feral prairie dogs are not humans. They are chaos bringers, dark angels, pot-stirring spirits. They are the wily aggregate forces nibbling away at the corners of reality. They are the devil. The apostle warns us, "For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." And these unseen prairie dogs are real. We know it in our guts, but we often refuse to admit to their malevolent personal reality. We say things instead like, "Well, these things just seem to kind of take on a life of their own. Forces of history just kind of do their thing. There's a mood around the office. Now, this bizarre, foul thought just flitted into my mind. Demonic prairie dogs defecating on human life, burning away the grass with fiery fecal arrows of temptation and desperate nudges. Unable to displace God from his throne in the ancient times, these scurrying gluttons look always to deface God's own image. And if we pay attention, we recognize that there are plenty of prairie dogs all around us, prodding, pushing us towards barren, hole-riddled lives, lives subject to every kind of sinful bubonic plague. Given our own propensity to sin, we often just shake our heads in despair. The prairie dogs have taken over up on the hill. What once was green grass is now barren. Why fight it? Why fight it? But this morning, God our Father calls us upstairs. He goes into the closet and he pulls out his old .22. His hand runs down the Sears Roebuck stock. He rubs a finger across the medical tape that's wrapped over and over behind the trigger. And our Father smiles over the memories of his continued battle with the forces of chaos through Christ in the Spirit. Isaiah's words from this morning recite his own crack shooting. The Lord's own arm brought him victory, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in fury as a mantle. And this morning, our Father invites us into his own battle with the demons through Christ and the Spirit. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Our Father holds out the rifle. Son, daughter, go deal with those prairie dogs. Time to do some plinking. In Jesus, our Father gives us his war gear, his old .22 with a brick of ammunition, everything we need to withstand the world's tempting pests and to fight his battle. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. In other words, the Father gives us his war gear in Jesus by the Spirit. He gives us all that we need to deal with the demonic prairie dogs around us. He gives us his old .22. The triune God's old bolt-action rifle and its brick of ammunition is his holiness, his virtue, his righteous love that drives out the darkness. And Paul lists 6 bits of war gear in our passage, armor and sword, in good Roman fashion. But we could say in our analogy, 6 bullets for prairie dog removal. Being truth tellers, living an honest life, no more deceit, no more self-deception. The devil's the father of lies, anti-devil. Be a righteous person. Live within creation's boundaries and borders. The devil live within the borders? No. Anti-devil. Be a person running to peace. No more brawling. No more thinking the worst of everyone, even if it's true. No more stirring up trouble. Going the extra mile for peace with your neighbors and with your enemies. Devil live for peace? No. Anti-devil. Be a person who trusts God in the fight. Stop trusting yourself, living into your pride. I can do this. White knuckle it to the end. Ah, pride. The foundational sin of the devil. Anti-devil. Being a person on the path of salvation, a person continually heading towards God. In other words, a person living a repentant life. God, I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner. I need help. Turning around, coming home. Is the devil turn around and come home? No. Anti-devil. And in all of this, Paul says, being a praying person, the last bullet, talk to God constantly, watchful and persevering, even when things don't go your way. Anti-devil. This is how we fight the demonic prairie dogs. Not the big kabooms and excitement, and we're not calling in airstrikes for the prairie dog town. It's the little decisions. The little daily decisions. Simple daily holiness. Small decisions to kill those pests and keep sin's disease from spreading. Living, as our colic puts it, with a quiet mind. Living out of God's righteousness and holiness. Participating in what He is doing. And so, sisters and brothers, this morning, it's time to start plinking some prairie dogs. It's time to start shooting. It's time to join in what God is doing and fighting back against the forces that push us, that tempt us, that seek to deface our lives and the lives of others. Not with grand gestures, but with simple holiness, simple love, truth. God is at work. God is fighting the chaos forces of this world, and He invites us to join Him, and He equips us to do it. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.